Four-year-old Ian was adopted at birth by Dan Gallagher and Peter Scheer, homosexuals who have lived together in what they describe as a loving relationship for 14 years. Gallagher explains his understanding of marriage.
For me, it's the outward expression of a commitment between two people that the couple then has a vested interest in expressing their feelings toward each other and showing that to others.
Gays and lesbians celebrated passage of New York's gay marriage law with an impromptu rendition of a 1964 pop song, Chapel of Love. Ali Annunziato plans to marry her female partner next year.
I'm going to get engaged, and I'm going to enjoy my civil liberty as a woman to get married to a woman because I can, and because I'm in love, and I should be able to do that.
Many religious institutions, however, oppose gay marriage. New York's Roman Catholic bishops issued a statement saying society must regain a true understanding of the meaning and place of marriage. Monsignor Kieran Harrington, Vicar of Communications for the Brooklyn Diocese, says the state should not be the arbiter of who loves whom and what affection is.
The concern of a state should be procreation, the bringing of children into the world, and to ensure that those children are raised in stable families. That's the role of the state, because that's the benefit to the state. That's why the state confers benefits upon married couples.
Dan Gallagher and Peter Scheer say they try to provide Ian with a loving and stable home. Both say homosexual couples deserve such rights as health benefits, visitation, and inheritance rights. But Scheer does not believe children are the primary criterion for marriage, noting that even some heterosexual couples cannot have any.
Me wearing a wedding ring to work and people knowing that I'm gay, it changes their understanding of what gay couples are. Mm-hmm. From what may be an unfair bias to something that's more reality-based. And I think can actually lead to greater tolerance. So it actually, I think, probably even promotes a more civil society.
New York's Catholic bishop said in their statement that the church will always treat its homosexual brothers and sisters with respect, dignity, and love. But Monsignor Harrington says gay marriage represents a further erosion of the institution of marriage that is already troubled by widespread divorce, cohabitation, children born out of wedlock, and indeed sexual scandals within the church itself. He says failure of the state to maintain the ideal standard of marriage is a mistake.
I think we can hold the ideal as this is what we should be holding up as the ideal, this is what the state should be supporting, and then there can be other circumstances which are less than ideal, right? And the state can sometimes recognize that there are less than ideal states.
President Barack Obama spoke recently at a White House reception for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month.
You're fighting for the idea that everyone ought to be treated equally, and everybody deserves to be able to live and love as they see fit.
What the president did not say is that he supports same-sex civil unions, but not gay marriage. Political observers say he could risk alienating many voters by favoring gay marriage. People on both sides of the issue agree that Ian deserves a loving home. The difficulty is reconciling the definition of marriage. The religious view of many is that marriage has throughout history been a place where the miracle of life takes place. Proponents of gay marriage say recognition of homosexual love represents social progress. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.